AirCheck.com.
All hit KS104. Zoo in the morning, 732, 28 till 8. Sunshine, 82 today. Clear and 50 now. Hollywood's Police Edition of Up Your News. We're going to be talking about Zsa Zsa. Some celebrity divorces. Michael Jackson gets honored again at his old grade school. It's coming up, man.
I'm in love with you, girl, because you're on my mind. You're the one I think about most every time.
That all hit KS 104 on the Zoo in the morning. Millie Vanilli at 736, 24 away from 8. And on the way, we have for you an exact cash call amount. A little after 8 o'clock, in fact. We're over $8,000. We will add some bucks to it, give you a brand new cash call jackpot amount. Write it down. Keep it by your phone, because you never know. We could be calling you. And then you'll be rich, and we'll still be working here.
That's right.
Because that's the kind of people we are. We prefer to give rather than receive, because we do this as a public service. Really, we do. We don't really get paid well for this, and it doesn't matter to us, because we're like the Dalai Lama. We're the spiritual leaders of Denver Radio.
Are we going to have to chant and shave our heads now?
No.
Good.
Well, the shaving the head part, if you wouldn't get a $6 haircut every month and a half, perhaps you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, not
I've never seen a seen a part go from ear to ear in my life.
Well, but. Yeah, that's that special bowl cut.
Stupid cuts.
That's it. Yeah.
Sunny in 82 today. 83 sunshine tomorrow. 50 and clear right now.
Sailors on a drunken binge in Portugal tore the town up last night up in Lisbon. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the Nobel Prize Awards and a setback for the pro-life forces. All that and more coming up on the news at 7:50.
Right now, however, it's 7:37 on the Zoo. It's Thursday, which means it's Hollywood Sleaze time. Up your news on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is John Tesh from beautiful downtown Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight. And now it's time for Dennis Sandin with the Morning Zoo as they present the Hollywood Sleaze edition of Up Your News.
Thanks, John. Maybe a couple of stories you missed or have coming up this afternoon on Entertainment Tonight. One-time Mod Squad star Peggy Lipton is in divorce court, huh?
That's right. She has filed for divorce from Quincy Jones. Now, Quincy Jones, if you don't know who he has produced just about every Michael Jackson album. All the big ones, the multi-million sellers. So, perhaps, can you say alimony?
Yeah, sure.
Can you say settlement? Peggy Lipton of Mod Squad and Quincy Jones had been married for the last 15 years.
Oh! Sure, that's what Quincy's going to be saying when he gets the bill.
Ooh! Yeah, Quincy's made a few bucks over the years.
Yeah. So
Peggy will be getting some of those, I'm sure.
Also, in blotter news today, Jane Fonda's daughter, Vanessa Vadim, of course, busted in connection with a friend's drug conviction. Jane's daughter charged with loitering, obstruction of justice, and disorderly conduct. Jane Fonda, meanwhile, released a statement saying, "Yes, that's my girl.
That's my daughter.
Yes, that's my daughter."
Zsa Zsa Gabor has replaced her lawyer so that she could perhaps appeal her cop-slapping case. She'll be sentenced on Tuesday, you know, in this case, but she replaced her attorney because her current attorney does not handle appeals. So
so she's going to get a whole new lawyer
out of this. She's going to get a whole new lawyer out of this deal.
Oh, God. Did you hear about Michael Jackson yesterday?
No.
He had a nice little ceremony at Gardner Street Elementary School in Los Angeles. It's where he attended the sixth grade. And his former sixth grade teacher, Laura Gerson, presented him with a plaque. They have now renamed the auditorium the Michael Jackson Auditorium.
Well, that's kind
of
neat.
And Michael said, of course, "I just want y'all to know this is the happiest day of my life."
Thank you very much.
So now he has an auditorium named after him. I wonder what's next. I wonder what could be next. I wonder.
"Hi, remember me? The album's gone and the tour's over, but I'm not, because I've got something new up my nose. A sleeve. Jackson in the Box restaurants."
"Hello, welcome to Jackson in the Box. May I help you?"
"Yeah, I'd like a llama lunch special, 2 Bubbles burgers, 3 Tito tacos, and an Elephant Man milkshake, please."
"Got it. Would you like a nude picture of LaToya with that, sir?"
Yeah, the one with the snake, please."
"And for a limited time only, Jackson in the Box restaurants are giving away the Jackson Family Figurine Collection. Collect all the Jackson Family members."
"I've got Janet.
I've got Michael.
I've got LaToya.
Hey, wait a minute. They've all got the same face."
Well, that's a problem.
Just what's up and coming for him.
Well, of course, Roseanne Barr has her new book out and still on top of the ratings. Tom Arnold, who is Roseanne's real-life boyfriend and writer on the show, will be a guest star on the October 24th edition.
Oh, really?
Arnold will be playing the part of drinking buddy Dan, and he will also plant a kiss on Roseanne during the show. Now, we don't know. I mean, Dan's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
John Goodman, who plays him.
Right.
So we don't know whether Dan will, you know, beat the crap out of him after he kisses his wife or not. We don't know what the show will call for.
I would guess not,
since Arnold is a writer on the show. I guess he would write it that that Dan will be out of the room at the time. Right?
I wonder if they're going to show their tattoos. They're not going to show their tattoos on this one, on this episode, are they?
I don't think the ABC censor would go for that.
Okay. Finally, speaking of TV, our final story today as everything runs out. Jane Pauley, of course, as you know, leaving the Today Show.
That's right.
She's reportedly jealous because NBC is giving her co-star better-looking dresses to wear. That's what we hear.
Jane, come on.
NBC came back and said, this is a quote, that may be true, but then again, Willard Scott has seniority. So...
Deborah Norville is very attractive.
Yes, she is. But Willard looks awfully good in culottes.
You know, I like that Carmen Miranda look myself.
Here it comes.
If babies could talk from the moment of birth...
It's a beautiful boy.
...it for children under 13. Starts Friday at a theater near you.
7:42, 18 away from 8 on the Zoo in the morning. Let's see what's going on with the Thursday ride into work.
Heavy sunshine jams on all the eastbound roadways. Inbound on the new Sphere Boulevard Viaduct backed up again to I-25. Mostly the left lane. Denver drivers always get in the left lane about 3 miles before their left turn, you know. And inbound Auraria, not too bad. That's the best bet so far this morning. Got a minor accident in the 100 block of Lowell. And watch your speed. We have a bear in the air up on I-70 near the Genesee exit. State Patrol using Vascar from their plane. An officer calling for a tow truck for a stall on the ramp from southbound I-25 to eastbound I-70. Got fire equipment working on a car fire on Quebec south of C-470. And an auto motorcycle accident with injuries. Old Golden Road and McIntyre up in Golden. Watch for emergency equipment heading to that. Another car fire just reported eastbound I-70 between Chambers and Tower Road. Watch for fire equipment heading to that, too. Sam Hammer, KS-14 traffic.
KS-14. 7:43. It is 17 away from 8. Uh-oh. There you have it. That would be that KS-104 Great Starts Breakfast Zoo in the Morning alarm clock. And for hearing that, you have to be caller 10, at least 21 years of age right now. And 631, call 631-2255. We'll get you a sample pack of Great Start Breakfast coupons. One of these Zoo alarm clocks qualify, perhaps, breakfast in bed with a zoo. Good luck. You're on the Zoo in the Morning, 7:48, 12 away from 8 a.m. Lynn Hill. I found my thrill. Your caller 10, you win.
All right.
Yeah, you're right.
Made my day.
Hey, you have a family?
I have two girls.
Two girls. You have a husband?
I'm divorced.
Oh, two girls. Let's see. Two guys, two girls, and a mom. The odds aren't very even there. For breakfast in bed with the zoo, that's a scary thought.
Well, I'm the only one that's going to be home in the morning.
Oh, well, now the odds are even. It's two against one.
Two against one, see? The odds are in your favor.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we... Yeah, we're really sick. You know, I'm sorry, Lynn.
I don't mind.
Well, okay, then, fine. Did you hear the one about the two nuns walking a gun shop? No. Okay, sorry. We have a KS-104 Swanson Great Starts Breakfast alarm clock for you. Also a sample pack of the Great Starts Breakfast coupons.
Woo!
Okay.
Now I needed the alarm clock.
The alarm clock?
Yeah.
You want the alarm clock?
I needed the alarm clock.
Well, it's right here, right in my hot little hands.
Ooh, all right.
Has a little KS-104 second hand going around it. And what we'll do is we'll also put you in the drawing for breakfast in bed with the zoo. It could be a live remote there. We'll give you breakfast and serve you up on your Smurf sheets. And that'll be on October 27th. Okay, the drawing is coming up very soon. Okay, so if you hang on the phone, we'll tell you how to get your stuff.
Okay,
you bet. 7:50, Stevie B. I'll hit KS-104. Stevie B, and an exclusive to this year's radio station, it's Girl I Am Searching For You, is 7:53, 7 away from 8 o'clock. Yeah, that's, I shouldn't cipher on the air, but...
Don't do that.
I try not
Always
to.
It's dangerous.
But I know, but sometimes I can't help myself. Prior Knowledge is coming up after 8, all right? I'll try to give you the answer to the question that I haven't even seen. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good today. My mind is clear. The sky is clear. The golf scores are way down. Everything's really kind of popping along today.
Well,
real good.
Deal.
It's a Worst Joke Thursday. We have fabulous jokes still to come for you. And if you want to add to the list, possibly be a winner, as it were, we will announce the winner. Our undistinguished panel of judge will come up with the worst joke of the day, and we'll have that in about an hour.
All right, and coming up, we'll tell you about how a CU researcher is sharing the Nobel Prize for Chemistry this morning. That's coming up on the news next.
Sunny 82 today, 50 and clear now. We've mentioned everything is good. It's Fire Prevention Week. It's also a National School Lunches Week. This is the traditional Columbus Day. But today is also what?
National Medical Record Week.
So what do? We all run out and what? What do?
Well, it's to recognize our department.
You're in medical records?
Yes.
So you file away all those things that we never get to see when the doctor bends the file towards him.
Yeah.
Ever notice that? The doctor will never let you see what's on your file?
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you think that's kind of stupid? It is your body.
Yeah, everybody has access to their records, though, and they don't realize that.
Oh, really? So if you really want to know what's on your medical records, you can actually go, what, to the hospital or the doctor's office and say, hey, I want to see it.
Yep. Pretty much. It takes a few days to get them together, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wow. So for all of you medical record people, ladies and gentlemen, there you
Thank
are.
Thank you so much.
You guys get the day off?
No.
What would you do?
I took my day off Monday, though.
What'd you do? File your nails?
No.
Stop it. You're killing me. No.
The treatment and prevention of child abuse is a serious problem that concerns us all. By bringing in a Campbell Soup label to your nearest Safeway store today.
7:56 at KS104. A CU researcher and a Canadian named as winners of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry this morning. The award went to Dr. Storm again tomorrow, high 83. Now clear 50 Denver, 54 Longmont, 56 in Boulder. Dean Kirkman on KS104.
Greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.